from Krebs on security. Feds disrupt IoT botnets behind huge DDoS attacks. The U.S. Justice Department joined authorities in Canada and Germany in dismantling the online infrastructure behind four highly disruptive botnets that compromised more than 3 million Internet of Things IoT devices, such as routers and web cameras. The feds say the four botnets named Isuru, Kimwolf, Jackskid, and Mossad are responsible for a series of recent record-smashing distributed denial-of-service (DDoS) attacks capable of knocking nearly any target offline. The Justice Department said the Department of Defense Office of Inspector Generals, Defense Criminal Investigative Service, DCIS, executed seizure warrants targeting multiple U.S.-registered domains, virtual servers, and other infrastructure involved in DDoS attacks against internet addresses owned by the DoD. The government alleges the unnamed people in control of the four botnets used their crime machines to launch hundreds of thousands of DDoS attacks, often demanding extortion payments from victims. Some victims reported tens of thousands of dollars in losses and remediation expenses. The oldest of the botnets, Isuru, issued more than 200,000 attacks commands, while Jackskid hurled at least 90,000 attacks. Kimwolf issued more than 25,000 attack commands, the government said, while Mossad was blamed for roughly 1,000 digital sieges. The DOJ said the law enforcement action was designed to prevent further infection to victim devices and to limit or eliminate the ability of the botnets to launch future attacks. The case is being investigated by the DCIS with help from the FBI's field office in Anchorage, Alaska, and the DOJ's statement credits nearly two dozen technology companies with assisting in the operation. By working closely with DCIS and our international law enforcement partners, we collectively identified and disrupted criminal infrastructure used to carry out large-scale DDoS attacks, said Special Agent in Charge Rebecca Day of the FBI Anchorage Field Office. Isuru emerged in late 2024, and by mid-2025, it was launching record-breaking DDoS attacks as it rapidly infected new IoT devices. In October 2025, Isuru was used to seed Kimwolf, an Isuru variant which introduced a novel spreading mechanism that allowed the botnet to infect devices hidden behind the protection of the user's internal network. On January 2, 2026, the security firm Synthient publicly disclosed the vulnerability Kimwolf was using to propagate so quickly. That disclosure helped curtail Kimwolf's spread somewhat, but since then, several other IoT botnets have emerged that effectively copy Kimwolf's spreading methods while competing for the same pool of vulnerable devices. According to the DOJ, the Jackskid botnet also sought out systems on internal networks just like Kimwolf. The DOJ said its disruption of the four botnets coincided with law enforcement actions conducted in Canada and Germany targeting individuals who allegedly operated those botnets, although no further details were available on the suspected operators. In late February, Krebs on Security identified a 22-year-old Canadian man as a core operator of the Kimwolf botnet. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation told Krebs on Security the other prime suspect is a 15-year-old living in Germany